You get to see a successful football team, and you also get to see a successful band program.
Everyone's out there for the same purpose of putting on a good show and having a great time doing it.
It's a lot of fun to be able to be up there and just be with the rifle line and get to see the whole stadium full of people.
I think they really enjoy seeing our home crowd respond in a very positive manner and really kind of giving them a little bit of love for what they're doing. I think they really appreciate that.
It's an American tradition dating back to the late 19th century. As the sounds of drums crashing and horns calling greet football players across our nation on Friday and Saturday nights. Marching bands have been part of the football culture for 130 years. In Marion County, the tradition varies from the powerhouse Marching Dutch to the mighty Marching Mustangs of PCM, the proud Panthers Band, and the upstart Eagles Ensemble. Bands and football are synonymous, and when Pella Christian started their program 5 years ago, Eagles head coach Rich Kaczmarynski was on board.
Well, I remember when I came back here 10 years ago, you know, that was kind of in the works. I was like, okay, you know, we're going to have a marching band, and I'm like, okay, that sounds great. And so I'm so thankful for all the hard work the administration's put in, Mrs. Dykstra put in, obviously the players, the band players. You know, I just think it's awesome. You know, I think it just kind of completes the football experience.
Kaczmarynski says it adds something special to have that music sounding every time they hit the field.
I think it's awesome. I mean, I think, you know, it's part of the weekend environment. It's part of the Friday night experience. You know, I mean, to me, it doesn't get much better than Friday night football here in Iowa. We have a beautiful stadium. We have a beautiful school. To see, you know, our football field take the field with our marching band playing, you know, I just think it's awesome.
Pella Christian Band Director Shannon Dykstra says it has not only added to the energy of football Friday nights, but to the students and their abilities to perform music. She says the band has created an element of community among those participating in the game day experience.
We have football players that march with the band in their football uniform. We have drill team members and cheerleaders that march with the band in their drill team and cheer costume. In fact, one of our drum majors, Abby Tergrotenheis, is also a cheerleader, and so her leadership will be throughout the whole game.
For Tergrotenheis and fellow cheerleader Sierra White, adding the band added to their Friday night workload, and it was a bit stressful at first.
I think the hardest is that we cheer for the first two quarters of the first half, and then right after that we go right to band, and then so you run, we typically run from the track to the band where we line up, and then we go through the show, and then you come back, and then halftime's about over, so then you start again. But it's easy to like keep your energy up because like the crowd and stuff, so that's good.
Yeah, the most important thing is just staying positive through it all, because like when you're that involved, like, just things can get stressful.
But it's a challenge they have embraced because of how much the music adds to the game.
I think it's really cool that, like, you can, like, get them, like, excited from cheering and stuff, and then you get their reaction, and then you feed off of that. And then you can go to band and play some really cool songs that we're doing this year and in previous years, and then they get excited from that, too. And then it goes into, like, the second half when they're more excited, I feel like.
For Knoxville band director Ben McCartney, he says not only is the music entertaining, it can affect the mood and the crowd no matter what's going on.
You know, whether you're losing or not, you know, there's something to look forward there and can really take the crowd's mind off a football game or basketball game, whatever it is, for that little bit. Music just has a really cool way of doing things to that, doing things for people in that manner. You know, whether it be a show of old classics, rock tunes that, you know, parents can sit there and go, oh yeah, we we used to sit in our truck to this song and, you know, sit at the drive-up diner or whatever it may be. You know, that can kind of bring back some memories and fun memories of when they were in high school or anything like that.
Very few bands in Iowa have the level of success than that of the Marching Dutch. For 41 years, Pella's ensemble has earned a top rating at the state contest and filled trophy shelves with wins at competitions throughout the years, much like their football counterparts. Director of bands Jason Pentico says the impact of blending the arts and sport can be felt throughout the school year, but it's especially vibrant on Fridays.
The football games are a great way for us to try portions of our program and see what kind of responses we get and how the kids are performing and what kind of changes we need to make as we're gearing up and getting ready for our competitive season, which kind of kicks into gear the last part of September. So there's those first two or three games are great training for our kids about what it's like to perform in front of a large crowd, because we've been very fortunate to have large crowds at our home football games.
Pella football senior Colton Kaiser is a member of both the three-time defending champion football team and the Marching Dutch Ensemble. He says it's an honor to be part of two highly successful programs that reflect on the culture of Pella schools.
In most schools, you only get to choose one program. You can't be part of band and football, but at this school, you can be part of both. You can be part of multiple programs at the same time, which is really nice because it gets more students involved.
Kaiser's favorite part about being on football and band is getting to watch both with a unique experience and to see his fellow Marching Dutch in front of a huge crowd.
Some of them have never done this before, so they get the opportunity to be out there on the field marching at them. I do miss it sometimes, but like I like playing football too, so I'd really enjoy it.
For Erica Nossiman, she's close to the action as a drummer, and it's a thrilling experience to be a part of the whole Friday night experience.
The drum line stands out on the track, and so we're really close to the action, and it's just so fun every time we get to cheer them on from there, but then we also get the crowd involved with the school song.
For KNIA Cabral S football Friday nights, I'm Andrew Schneider.